Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of Blood River Radio. And for you good people, just in case you're just tuning in, we're going to continue the second hour with Miss Monica Schaefer. She was on the whole first hour along and with Gene Andrews. Monica was covering the great ghost stories, doing a great job. We talked about Miss Ernst Zundel, Mr. Ernst Zundel, Ursula Haverback, the 92-year-old German citizen who was being persecuted for years and doing time in prison. She'll probably never get out of prison. I'm pretty sure they'll send her back under some type of bogus charges. I mean, it's just incredible. While our people are being persecuted so much, and Gene's going to carry on that interview. We'll probably wrap this up in about another 15 minutes because we have to talk. We also have to talk about the unprecedented election fraud in the United States. And, it looks like the United States, we have 17 different states in this country here talking about leaving the union. So we'll talk about that later on. Yeah, absolutely. You know, before we go back to Gene, I'd like to ask a question to Miss Monica, and you two can answer it after she answers it, Brother Gene. I'd like to know. I'm very suspect about this China, Red China. We keep hearing about that just unending drumbeat about Red China infiltrating here, Red China infiltrating there. You know, we never heard a word about Red China, hardly nary a word, until probably February this year, you know, when they supposedly got the big China virus going, you know, here in the United States. I'm really suspicious about that because, like I said this in the previous show, and I'm talking to my guys here, my great guests, you know, I've never seen a Chinaman in Hollywood. They're not in the movies. They don't run the movie studios. They don't run Facebook. They don't run Twitter. They don't run NBC, CBS, MSN. They don't run the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times. The news media here in the United States is owned and controlled 100% by the Jews. It's always a Jew. It's always a Zionist Jew. And if that makes me anti-Semitic, more power to it, because that's if you look at it and trace that down, just a modicum of research will show you that everything I've said is true. And I said on the previous show, I'm getting ready to shut up, that even if the Chinese are the ones that have infiltrated and taking over our government from within with our American shields, why, if the Jews are totally innocent, with their complete monopoly on the news, why did they not sound the alarm? So, it's always a Jew. It's always a Jew. So I'll go back to you, Miss Monica, and then after you chime in, we'll let Gene go. We'll go back to Gene. Well, y'all know the drill better than I do. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good point that you bring up, but I think we have to look at who is controlling China and who is very deeply involved in there. I don't think there's any doubt that the Jews have their hand in China. That is my take on it. Now, I can't tell you that with 100% certainty, but that is what I think. Now, the Trudeaus, both the senior Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was prime minister back in the day when I was a lot younger, like a teenager and into my early adulthood, and now his son Justin Trudeau, or some even question whether he's actually Pierre Elliott's son or Castro's son, but anyway, Justin Trudeau, he's our current prime minister, and they are great friends of China. They are great friends of China. There's really, really been a long involvement. And both of the Trudeaus, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, he was a communist He was the number one communist of Canada. He led communist delegations all over into communist countries, including China at the time. And that's not something that the mainstream media told us about. That was never mentioned. That's something I've learned much more recently. And now it seems to me that the Chinese have been invited over here. Now, Trudeau, because he's been kind of caught in this, he says, oh, it was for training exercise, war games, this kind of thing. But I would say that your military should be ready at the Canadian border, because it seems that the Chinese, in their so-called war exercise or games, military games and whatnot, quite possibly are lining up on the Canadian-U.S. border, all along the border, you know, in every province. So that's something that you might think about now. Somebody might say, oh, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and it's all just conspiracy theory and whatnot. And I cannot say for sure that I am right about what I've just said, but there are many indications pointing in that direction. So that's where I'll leave those comments.
Well, that's
go ahead, Gene.
That's great news. As if we're not being invaded from Mexico, now we're being invaded across the Canadian border. We're sort of caught in a vice from north and south. I would like to refer back to our interview, and once again, I recommend it to our listeners, with Monica Schaefer in the Barnes Review, the November-December 2020 issue. It's a great interview, and I've gotten a chance to read of some of your background information. You're quite a talented musician. Seems like an excellent violinist that plays at all sorts of events and teaches. And I was going to ask you, and I didn't get to ask you before the break, if you could bring your violin on and maybe play Charlie Daniels' band, Be Proud You're a Rebel, because the South's going to do it again. So, sorry here in Tennessee that Charlie Daniels passed away this year, but I would love to have you and Charlie Daniels play at the next volunteer jam that goes on in Tennessee. I think that would be quite a performance there.
No, I would absolutely love that, and I did not know.
I was just getting ready. Okay. People, we've temporarily lost our guest, Monica. Maybe she hit the wrong button on the phone, but I'm sure she's probably in the process of calling back right now. And I'll see if Mr. Gene, are you there?
Oh, we lost Gene. Okay. Still, Monica, I can hear you.
Okay. We lost Gene. Well, until Gene gets back, I'd like to make one more comment. First of all, I would love to have you. So we got Gene there. Okay, welcome back, Gene.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we temporarily lost you. Just take up where you were going, Gene.
Oh no, that was
where you were
comment.
Before.
Great music. Would have liked to have seen those two great musicians together there. one other comment that we've been talking about the Holocaust and how it gets you thrown in jail, and this is something I've never been able to understand about the Holocaust. It just suddenly appeared about 1972, and then 6 million and all that. So if you question this, not saying that we need to attack the Jews or drive them out of the country or anything, but you just question this so-called event, and why does the truth need draconian laws to support it? If it were true, why do they need these laws? And if you're jailed for questioning the Holocaust, then obviously it can't stand on the truth. So it automatically proves itself that it's a lie, because you have to throw people in jail for questioning it. And if something's the truth, it doesn't need these horrible laws, draconian laws and speech laws and thought laws and things like that. So to me, it seems like it proves itself it's false right off the bat when you do that.
Exactly. The truth stands on its own. The truth does not fear investigation. Only laws need to be enforced, like violently enforced, forced by law to be, you know, the lie needs to be forced by law to exist. Why on earth do they have to put people in prison for doubting their story. If their story was true, show us the evidence.
Yes.
Now, you'll notice that this one story, they always tell us it is the most well-documented event in the history of mankind. There's mountains and mountains of evidence for it, and yet they never present the evidence. They started right in the Nuremberg trials with Articles 19 and 21, which basically said that you do not need evidence for something that is self-evident, or you do not need to prove something that is common knowledge. And they just declared this singular event to have happened, and that was it. That was that. And they've used that notice of judicial notice ever since. You know, judges will give judicial notice with very rare exceptions. For example, the Zundel trials in Toronto in the 1980s, evidence was brought into court there. And, you know, that was a fantastic event. So if people study that, they will really be surprised at what was brought into the court. But yeah, they kind of freaked out about that. You know, they never again had eyewitnesses, for example, taking the stand, because their testimony was absolutely shredded by under cross-examination.
Oh, it is. So, every time it's torn to pieces. And that's why they have to put these laws in place, because if it is a fair trial, if it is a fair inquisition, if it's a fair search for knowledge and basic truth, it won't stand up to it. So
yeah.
We have to go to a quick break, y'all. We'll be right back in just a second. Hang on, everybody.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week, because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Well, dear Blood River Radio, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I've just really been enjoying this interview. It's very relaxed to me when I can have two. I don't have good people on, I have the best. I don't settle for the good, for just the good. I settle for people of higher caliber than myself. And that's what one of my visions when I got this show was to get the very best people we could get on to help us fight this global white genocide. I'll make a quick comment here. You know, back, I think it was in the 70s when Richard Nixon went to Red China with Henry Kissinger. I don't. That wasn't detente. I can't remember the name of the program they had, but Nixon and Kissinger were instrumental, going to Red China, opening up the door to get them the most favored nation's trading status. And since that time, Red China had been brought in. And one curious thing I see where President Trump fired Henry Kissinger, I had no idea he was still in the Pentagon, for God's sake. He must be 110 years old. But having China come in has been taken for years and years and years. Here's another thing, too. If you want to know how much power that these communist governments have, when Nikita Khrushchev, a lot of you younger people have never heard of him. When Nikita Khrushchev was the head of the Duma. He was the most feared man in the world, probably. He was the head of the Soviet Union. He was getting too big for his britches. But get this, David Rockefeller, he is the capitalist, a multi-billionaire. He went over to Russia. This is during the height of the Cold War. He had one of the biggest capitalists in the world, goes over there, and guess what he did? He got Nikita Khrushchev sacked. He got rid of him. So if you want to know who runs the communist governments of the world, look no further than the United States of America. Look no further than these international Zionist Jewish world bankers. Back to you, Miss Monica. We'll probably try to wind this up about another 10 minutes or so. Well, by the next break, because we've got one guest calling in, and we're going to cover the protest that's going on in Washington, D.C., where violence has broken out. But anyway, go ahead, Miss Monica. Continue on.
Well, I did want to just circle it back, because you had mentioned Ursula Haverbeck again, and just to mention this, that if she does get put back in jail over this trial that she's now been convicted and found guilty again of breaking the law, and it's all about this paragraph 130, and that's about, you know, the National Socialist government, and you're not allowed to trivialize what happened and or praise the government or anything. So it's really the Holocaust denial law. If she does go back to jail after these appeals run out, then she will have the distinction of being the oldest woman on earth, apparently, incarcerated. So that's what I just read yesterday in an article. I hadn't realized that. I know there are men who are in their late 90s who have been imprisoned for this under this same law. You know, they seem to get all these people who happen to work, might have just been a clerk in a camp, you know, in Auschwitz or wherever, and they hound them into their late 90s now and you know, basically hunt them down and lock them away, even if they might not even be lucid anymore. That's it, you know, that's what they're doing. So I just wanted to mention that.
One question I would like to ask of you, Ms. Schaefer, while we wind up our segment of the program, and thank you again for answering all the questions that you have that we've asked and doing such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to ask, what is the status of your safety in Canada? What do you have any fear of the Canadian government turning on you, and as they did Ernst Sundell, having you deported to Germany? Or do you think you would ever get a chance to visit Germany again? Or what do you see for your future?
Yeah. Well, I don't have any fear of me being persecuted here by the Canadian government based on this, the video that I made or these, you know, the persecution that I've already been through in terms of the, the Holocaust truth, that kind of thing. I think right now the biggest battle is our struggle with our freedom and liberty regarding this COVID scam, you see, so because we're not just taking it quietly here, but that's sort of another story, and that's our biggest fight right now. So, but on the other matter, I don't have any concerns at all. I mean, I've sort of been, you know, I was targeted where in the town that I lived in and whatnot, but that's sort of another story. I don't feel that. I don't think about that. I don't have any fear about that right now. Yeah, to answer that.
Well, we hope so. We hope you don't run afoul of some of the people that worked for the Clinton administration and have a mysterious car wreck, a mysterious plane crash, or commit suicide with two different handguns, like people did that ran afoul of the Clintons. And there's a trail of bodies behind the Clintons all the way from Arkansas up to D.C. So we hope you don't run across any of those people, for sure.
You know, I think that because I've gone so public with, and that I continue to be so public with it, that actually gives me immunity against that sort of thing. I think a person is actually safer if they speak loud and proud about their views. I have said that actually early on when I started to experience the ritual defamation. I said to my friends, I said to my family, I'm a very happy person, and if you ever find that me suicided, it was done to me. I am not inclined that way. And so I made that very public statement, even just said that, you know, that it gave me, I think that gives me immunity. And talking about these issues and trying to educate the people around me, that also gives me immunity so that my neighbor doesn't turn on me, you know. And Alfred used to talk about that a lot. My brother, he said, look, I need to teach my neighbors the truth about these matters so that they do not turn on me and become my enemy, so that they do not become the apparatchik and turn me in like our relatives did, you know. But it's so important for us to educate those around us about the truth about all these matters. That gives us immunity. And so, but I do not walk around in fear, and I really try to inspire others to shed their fear, because, you know, we all have sort of a frequency that we're operating on, and fear is the lowest frequency, and through fear they can dominate and manipulate and control us the easiest. And that is why they promote the culture of fear nonstop, 24/7 in the mainstream media. You know, we're supposed to be afraid all the time, because that is how they control us. And I'll add, that is why they have tried so hard to destroy our faith, our belief, our faith in God, because godless people are also much more controllable through fear. But if people have faith, they tend not to be controllable and to be manipulated through fear.
I think you have made some excellent points there, that a person with faith believes that this life, whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent, is temporal. And our main goal is our life after our death here on this earth. And that's what we should be really concerned about, how we live our life, how our character is, our soul, and that sort of thing, no matter what we go through here in this life. So I think that's an excellent point. I think the points you made about controlling people with fear is certainly true. And if you can panic them with whatever kind of pandemic or national economic crisis or whatever the crisis of the week is,
correct,
or crisis of the month, then you're going to just stampede the, I don't know if they have the same expression in Canada, but you're going to stampede the American sheeple and just have them all run over the edge of a cliff at one time. So I understand what you're saying there, and that obviously is the tactic of these people, to try to gain control through fear.
Yes.
People, before we let Miss Monica go, I got to make a quick comment. First of all, excuse me, I was talking to Sam. I didn't realize we were on the air, but it was my fault. But Sam can talk in my ear, but I can't talk in Sam's ear without talking in y'all's ear. But Gene, you opened up something I'd like to comment on about all the deaths connected to the Clintons. There's an excellent book called The Mysterious Death of Vince Foster. That's one book you can get in, go into, and there's like probably 100, 150, maybe more people who have been murdered that were connected to Clinton. They said the most dangerous thing on in earth was to be a friend of Bill's. Also, while I hear the music, Miss Monica, thank you with all my heart for coming on and making Blood River as good a show tonight as it is. And I will be contacting you back again soon. Me and Gene are going to cover this much-needed news about the election fraud. Thank you so much, Miss Monica.
You are so very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yes, ma'am.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several of President Trump's supporters are marching across the country on Saturday. Rallies taking place at state capitals across the nation titled Stop the Steal of the 2020 election and call for election fraud to be investigated. This supporter in Washington, D.C. saying,
absolutely not here to cause violence. I'm here to support the President of the United States, which is something that some people don't even know how to do. I mean, we don't even have respect for our President anymore. People walk up and down the street and talk about our President, and it's sad.
Clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine reveal short-term side effects among some of the volunteers receiving the drugs. About 10% reporting fatigue, 9% reporting they had muscle pain, and 5% saying they experienced joint pain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Skywatchers, this weekend's for you.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across this sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A magnitude 5.0 earthquake is being reported near the California-Nevada state line. The U.S. Geological Survey says a preliminary quake struck on Friday night. They also noted an earthquake with this magnitude is moderate. That means there's a larger seismic event expected to occur. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thank you so much, people, for hanging on. We're transitioning into this is the third segment of the second hour. We're going to bring Lee on. He's been working on a project all week while I've been going out deer hunting. But anyway, just think of this. Democide. This is a term you can look up. Democide. Death by government. Government has killed more people on Earth than probably all diseases put together. It's just an aside there. How you doing tonight, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Eddie. Just troubled about the Supreme Court decision and how we're going to, you know, get out of this pickle, because we can't let Biden into the office at all. He's a communist agent. You know, he's a communist agent, and we're going to have to declare, we need to tell everybody that we support the president to declare what the Insurrection Act, and that's within the constitutional. That's not outer constitutional. It's in the Constitution that you can declare the Insurrection Act. I heard Stuart Rhodes and Mike Adams talking about it this morning, and Stuart Rhodes says that's what we got to do to stop this takeover. And really, our institutions, they're the ones the people in our institutions, they're the ones in insurrection. Yeah, they're the ones in, and they're the ones in, it's just the people inside, the press, the FBI directors, the CIA director, they're the ones that need to be arrested until we can put them on trial. So we'll just keep, you know, we got to do that because I'm, you know, very troubled. But we, that's, if everything doesn't work out, we'll have to, you know, the Insurrection Act. It was done by Thomas Jefferson in 1807. There was something going on in the Northeast that he needed to declare that. I think they weren't following some tariffs or whatever. But the Insurrection Act, you know, we need to, you know, we not need to have a conference of all the states like they did before the Civil War to try to reason this thing out. You know, have all the states come to, at least most of the states come together, because the Supreme Court left its responsibility. They just ducked their responsibility. You know, so we gotta do that. Then we have this dangerous vaccine that Trump's trying to pull down our throat. He hasn't done any homework on it. So, but we just got to try to hope I'm still on the air.
But, you're doing fine, Lee.
Yeah. But like General Flynn, like you said, Eddie, he wants to declare martial law because he's not martial law. It's different. The Insurrection Act, Stuart Rhodes said that the Insurrection Act would be constitutional. We don't have to have martial law it's just too much, but the Insurrection Act could cover it, and we can have a redo on the elections, and just, you know, Supreme Court, they just didn't fall. They let down the American people, and now we're in this crisis that can only be solved by the Insurrection Act. So I just hope we can pray to God that somehow he shows us a way so we don't have to go to war against each other. And but it's just, you know, the vaccines, the Australia stopped its program because it was giving people some AIDS or HIV, and Britain cut back on their program because people started getting side effects. And I hope everybody does get a whole bunch of side effects and live, because that was, we can stop the program if a lot of people get sick. So, because this is a war crime. We're talking about Nazi Germany. This is just unsafe. They say they tested it. The standards are so low, it's just a joke. The standards are so low. I think they not inefficient. That hasn't been reviewed by a peer. We're being suckered into this. We're just being suckered. And we gotta resist back. And Robert Kennedy Jr. says that he tells everybody not to take it. And go to Brighteon, that's Mike Adams' website, and go to band.video, that's Alex, you'll get the truth, because they're blocking people from Facebook, and you're going to see the vaccine, there's some other good vaccine sites, Vaccine Impact and Health Impact, so y'all can do your own studying. And our army could get hurt by this vaccine, because the Gulf War, we did the Gulf War, 20% of 100,000 out of 500,000 troops got got sick or died from it. And, you know, that's just what the communists do, get all our military sick and in the hospital because they can just, China can just come down from Canada and Mexico, and then all our hospital people will get sick. And our first responders, I hope the police, you know, we got to fight this tooth and nail. And, you know, your employer cannot tell you to take poison that will kill you in 5 years. That's illegal. And that's just the same with this vaccine. Do your own homework, but get the sites that are really good. Get the sites that have all the nuts. Get from Alex Jones' site and Mike Adams' site. Get people that tell the truth about this vaccine jihad. I call it a jihad. This and Trump he's brainwashed, his ego. He doesn't have the facts, you know. He's flying blind with no flight plan. Everybody tells him the wrong thing. But I do hope a lot of people do get sick but live so we can stop this evil vaccine. Don't believe
well,
me.
Lee?
I think probably you mentioned the most critical facet facing us right now is insurrection. And Gene and myself, we took oaths. I was drafted. I think Gene joined the Marines. We took oaths to fight to protect the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And right now, our number one enemy is the same enemy that you mentioned, General Flynn, three-star general, lieutenant general, another lieutenant general. Can't remember his name now, but they're urging President Trump to declare the Insurrection Act, convert us over to martial law, start rounding up the enemies in our government, and take them to the firing squad. They've reinstated the firing squads. What do you think about that? Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Lee. Thank you so much for contributing to that guy. I'll be talking to you probably tomorrow. What do you think about that, Gene?
Okay.
Gene, what do you think about that?
Hey, Eddie, it's Scoop.
Go ahead, Scoop. I think we lost Gene. You know, you also, Scoop, you also took the same oath that Gene. He was a Marine officer. He served in Vietnam. He took the same oath I took. You took the same oath that I took to fight enemies, both foreign and domestic. But I think you probably agree with me. We're in a giant communist takeover right now. And you can comment on that if you want to, Scoop. But I'd like people also to know the Scoop, Pete Scoop Stanton, we've been together, golly, for about 15 years. And he lives up there in the outskirts somewhere of Washington, D.C. And he's been a firsthand witness up there of the protest that's going on. That's, Sam tells me it's turned violent. What do you know about that? What do you know about that protest going on up there, Scoop? Tell us all about it.
Well, right now, Eddie, I am on Interstate 81, headed up to New York. I have some business I need to take care of. Then I can do a quick turnaround back to D.C. So I know this afternoon, Alex Jones and his gang from InfoWar had a big rally on the National Mall. And we're coming to another break, I believe.
Yes, we are. You got good ears. We'll be right back, folks.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, do you feel lucky tonight? I feel lucky having Scoop, my brother Scoop, call in to give. He's going to give us the hot boots on the ground report of the protests going on, the pro-Trump, pro-America protests going on there in Washington, D.C. We got boots on the ground. Tell us about it. That boots on the ground is none other than Peter Scoop Stanton. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, instead of boots on the ground, I got butt in automobile. Like I said before, I'm headed up to New York right now, and I got to do a quick turnaround. I got family stuff I got to take care of. But anyways, here's what I do know. The InfoWars, Alex Jones, people, a whole bunch of other patriots gathered together on the National Mall for a rally. Because if you think about it, you know, here you got Donald Trump, who supposedly lost, according to mainstream media, and you have tens of thousands of people show up to protest. And then, like it's standard modus operandi, whenever there's a pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-patriot rally in the District of Columbia, they wait till the people disperse, and then Black Lives Matter and Antifa attack them. They wait for the people to break up in groups, head to the metro, head to wherever they're going to, and they surround them and attack them. And we've seen this time and time and time again. Meanwhile, the D.C. Police Department, which goes by the Metropolitan Police Department, does absolutely nothing. If you remember during the Republican convention, Trump had a big rally on the Great Lawn, gave a great speech, and people were leaving the White House, and they were attacked, including Senator Ron Paul, which gave the MPD a huge black eye. So this happens time and time and time again. Eddie, as you know, I'm prior law enforcement, and we support law enforcement 100%, but we don't support bad law enforcement. Metropolitan Police knew about this. They knew about everything that's going on. Everybody who has a permit, everybody who does not have a permit. But they let these poor, innocent patriots come into the city, spending money, get attacked. They do nothing about it. Meanwhile, you have a police car outside of Black Lives Matter Plaza, which is 16th Street Northwest, right by the White House, sitting by this mural painted in the street of Black Lives Matter Plaza. And it is the painting in the street is surrounded by concrete barricades, so you can't take your car and try to do a burnout over Black Lives Matter. But I mean, I could go on and on about the Metropolitan Police Department, how awful they are. You have D.C. is now a gentrified city. You can't buy a house for under $600,000, $700,000. But meanwhile, you have people panhandling in the middle of the street at a traffic light with cars all over the place. And there's a police car about not half a block away within plain sight, and the police do nothing about it.
I'll tell you what. Things are just. Oh, by the way, before I forget, you know, Scoop, Pete Scoop Stanton's a Navy veteran too. He used to call in. This is an aside. He used to call in from, I think, usually from Rota, Spain, when he was in the Navy, to when the political cesspool was just in its infancy. Old son boy James Edwards and I would be out there with the chief, Navy chief, Art Frith ran the board. But that's how Pete Scoop Stanton and I got to be brothers together. But I tell you what, thank you so much, Pete, for calling in tonight. And don't be a stranger. We're going to go over. I'm going to get my right-hand man, I'm his right-hand man, Gene Andrews, Marine Jeans. He was a former Marine, combat Marine in Vietnam. We're going to let him to break down what you said, Scoop. Scoop, thank you so much, my brother, for calling in. And don't be
no problem.
Keep in touch, brother. Thank you, Sal. Thank you. What do you think about that, Gene?
Well, it's another example of total destruction of this country. And you look at all these major cities that are run by liberal Democrats, and they use the terrorists, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter only to black criminals, or whatever that group's called, to attack anyone that disagrees with them. And they order their police departments to stand down, let these attacks happen, because it's government by terrorism. That's all it is. And it's just like what Monica Schaefer was talking about. They try to intimidate and frighten people into following their dictates, which are totally illegal. But at the same time, why would you want to take your kids to a rally, a pro-conservative rally, to be the rally for the right, or the, you know, or Trump, or protect monuments or anything like that, when you know the so-called law enforcement is going to do nothing to protect you, and you're going to have to fight for your life just to get out of there? And I'm not preaching I'm preaching to the choir here, because we literally had to fight for our life to get out of Charlottesville, and the police
did
absolutely nothing there because they had an idiot liberal mayor that told them to do nothing. And I'm sure it's frustrating for some of these police officers that they took an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect and defend, and then they're ordered not to. But that's what the country is, and it's only going to get worse if Crazy Joe actually does win the presidency and Kamala is his gunner there at a vice president. And they will really go after any conservative group that's out there now. I mean, it's going to be open season. So that's what we've got to look forward to. So this is another example of it today, that they deliberately get these people broken up into small groups where these street thugs, the Antifa and the Black Lives or thugs or whatever they call themselves, can zero in on these people and attack them. And we saw that in Charlottesville, that once they pushed us out of Lee Park, we were in small groups, and the Black Lives Matter got real brave then to run off the sidewalk and start hitting people over the head with clubs and mag lights and everything else, but from behind, of course, not face to face. So,
amen.
Well, you know, welcome to the Soviet Socialist Republic of America in 2021. That's what it's going to be.
You know, Gene, I think you probably agree that infamous day, 8/12/17, August the 12th, 2017, Gene, Rich Hamblin, Matthew Goodwin, Simon Roach, and myself, we were there as brothers. We rode up there to Charlottesville. We went in and out. And I like to quote or paraphrase Matt Goodwin. He said one of the things he was most proud of is I was embedded with the League of the South, and we marched through Antifa and Black Lives Matter going into the park, and we marched through their sorry tales coming out of the park. Gene, would you think maybe that Charlottesville was the prototype, the pattern for what's going on today? You know, and I'll ask another question.
Absolutely.
Do you think,
that's where they tested it out, and the news media, of course, the lying whores in the media, said it was all our fault, that we provoked these poor, innocent people to attack us. What kind of fool would believe something like that? And, and they made up lies about neo-Nazis and Klansmen being there and all this stuff like that. And they did show a Klan rally. And what they did, they dubbed in footage from something that happened a month earlier or weeks earlier or something like that, and to try to show that it was there on that Saturday afternoon. And so, the news media just lies. They do. And it's disgusting the way it operates, but that's the way it is. So be it.
You know, Gene, one of the things that's most amazing to me is the military-like precision that this BLM, the Antifa, the communists, the way they operate. And the way they come in after the good guys, if you will have a nice protests. All of our protests were peaceful. But it's amazing how it's just like clockwork precision how they carry out their operation. You know these dumb bunnies in these organizations aren't planning that, and they're not sure as hell not financing it. But they, I mean, what cowards to come in after the protests people are dispersing, like Scoop Stanton said, going to, I call it the subway there in D.C., but to come in and start picking off the stragglers, you're right. That's the same way they did in Charlottesville. You know, Gene, who the hell's financing all this? Where's the money coming from? Gene, you there? Well, people, looks like we temporarily lost Gene. He may call. I hope he calls back in just a minute, but I'm going to carry on the fort. I'm going to answer some of my own questions. You know, I'd like to go back and talk about the people who originally, who run this thing. I guess you could say you follow the money trail. It's always the money. But in this case, the people that are persecuting us, persecuting us white Christians in America, they don't really need the money. They have all the money they could possibly use. And more so, and I know I'm preaching to the preacher and preaching to the choir, but you know why they have all the money they can print, at least for right now? We're going to have another show on in the upcoming, before too long, we're going to talk about how you can get out of this money system. But see, these people, they print the money. Back in the days, back when I was a kid, you know, most of the money was dollars, coins. We had coin. Matter of fact, I can remember when a dime was made out of silver, a quarter. You had quarter silvers and you had a half a dollar. And buddy, if you could get a silver dollar, you were rich. A silver dollar now is probably, what, $20, $30, $50. Well, anyway, that's kind of an aside. You know, they print the money. And you know, we have to, us Gentiles, we have to wait and get this money that comes down to us after it's printed. But anyway, Gene, I asked you, I don't know if you heard the question, but I was asking you who, and I was getting ready to answer it, but where's this money coming from? How are these clowns organizing these? They can't possibly organize these operations with the military-like precision on their own.
And they can't. They're being funded. You know, a lot of these corporations, what was it? The National Football League is giving, what is it, $241 million or something like that to Black Lives Matter. Most of the money is coming. These big Ford Foundation, Bill Gates, people like that, and the majority of it's come from George Soros. George Schwartz Soros, his real name is Schwartz. You know, you talk about a terrorist, and why that guy is still allowed to stay in this country when all the violence that he is paid for, and of course they do it with front organizations. He gives the money to these peaceful sounding organizations for the Society for Peace and Tolerance or whatever garbage name they come up with, and then they turn around and get their street thugs out there and do the dirty work for them. And we saw that in Charlottesville. They had all their buses lined up when we were leaving and going out of there. There must have been 30 or 40 large Greyhound buses lined up there that they brought them all in with. So that's where it's coming from.
I'm going to tell you what, that was a military-like precision, but I'll tell you what, people were acting like they were the most animalistic people I've ever seen. I mean, I know people have heard us talk about it before, but I don't think I'll ever get over that. They were throwing urine, feces, bottles filled with quickcrete that had turned into concrete at night. But, you know, Gene, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about the presidential election, the corruption that's gone, but next I hear the music. Gene,
we'll have
next
four
week,
more years to talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need to cover some of it next week. Anyway, thank you so much, Gene, for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Sam did a remarkable job. I think this is probably the smoothest radio show we've had in a while. Sam was hitting on all cylinders. But anyway, thank you, people, for being around tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If Monica Schaefer was here, I'd say thank you, Monica Schaefer. People, tune in same time next week. It'll be the 19th of December, and God willing, we'll have another Dynamite show for you. Good night. Good night, Sam. Good night, Sam.